Telephone.
Hey everyone, this is the phone show that you're listening to. I think my mic's low. Tonight we have Linear co-hosting, and apparently Spessa will be here soon. She's late. Just like a fucking woman. The phone number to call in is 505-796-4020. Linear, that's your cue. I forgot. Oh no, I think Linear just died again. Okay, this show's gonna go, you know, terribly because, you know, Linear is dropping off and calls are dropping and I don't know. I'm gonna play music. We couldn't understand the automated voicemail thing that said your name.
If you guys are having a bad show, you should call the Telefreak Bridge. There's like 20 people.
The show just started. It's too early to say it's a bad show.
Well, you didn't.
Well, I can feel it. I've lurked behind all your shows before.
You didn't hear me.
Well, you've got a point. If you've heard any of our shows, you know it's going to be a bad show.
I don't know. Like every sixth show or seventh show is okay.
Yeah, but it's been like four since our last good show.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so, we'll call the Telefreak Bridge instead of doing the show. We should just officially announce the end of the show now. We'll just hang on the Telefreak Bridge every week.
Bye, everyone.
It's been a nice couple of years.
I heard a rumor about tonight's show that Spessa's going to be on it.
It's going to be crazy. I don't think I believe that she's really going to be here, but she claims she's going to call in.
I have it from an industry insider.
Did she claim that last week?
I don't think so. No, last week we didn't even do the show because I was sick.
I thought you didn't do the show because you hate it.
Well, that was the main reason, but I was using the I'm sick as an excuse not to do it.
Oh. I don't think I did the show before that, the week before, the week you didn't do it. We both didn't do it, I mean.
Hi, unknown caller.
Do you have any cactus cards?
Cactus cards?
Yeah.
No, I don't have any cactus cards.
Well, screw you guys. I want some cactus cards.
Up yours, man.
Up yours.
That's just rude.
Okay, well, I'm going to be on the Telefreak Bridge. See ya.
What's the phone number to Telefreak Bridge?
Let me look it up real quick.
I think it's really hard to remember, isn't it? Like Telefreak or like...
It's 206-279-5242.
206-279-5242.
Yeah.
Let's just call that Linear and play that throughout the entire show.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to be on the bridge.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Someone from Florida is calling in. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. I remember your phone number. You called in while we were talking to Emily and her friends.
This is her brother. I just apologizing for a dumbass on here.
Oh, you're apologizing for Emily?
Yeah.
Is she going to call tonight?
she's talking about it, but I doubt it. She's pussying out or something.
I don't really want
her
to.
She'll keep on bugging her ass on Facebook, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so. She'll keep on, like, calling me a pedophile because I accepted a friend request from her.
Oh, yeah, I've got the same thing from Rachel, just on and on and on.
Yeah, so pretty much nobody listening has any idea what we're talking about, but there's all kinds of teenage girl drama happening on my Facebook account right now, and I don't know, everybody should go to my Facebook and look at it all, because it's sort of amusing, but I'm really getting tired of it at this point.
She had no clue what she was getting into.
It started on Mother's Day when she said she loves her mom, and I'm like, not as much as I loved her last night. And she didn't like that too much. Now it's like nonstop drama for me.
The thing is, she doesn't even really care. She just thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
But she just wants the attention.
No, she definitely cares.
Oh, yeah.
She's made like 100 posts in one single thread on my Facebook, so I think she cares a little.
It's up to 362 now.
362 replies to one single post I made. That's crazy.
And it's spread on other 5 or 6 other damn pages, too.
And all of them are you know, telling us about how much she just doesn't care.
And the great thing was that she had all of her friends, like, you know, add me as a friend on their Facebooks. And then I started commenting, like, horrible things on their pictures and their statuses and stuff. And two of them, like, immediately got rid of me because they couldn't handle it. That was the best.
The rest of them tried to teach you a lesson by calling you mean and old.
I definitely don't know if you know this or not, but Rachel says to get off her page. I mean, obviously, she doesn't know how to do that.
Yeah, I don't know why she keeps saying that to me. Like, she wants me to quit commenting on her thing. All she has to do is, like, defriend me.
Yeah, I was talking to Kath or Cuey, one of them, telling them, you were mocking her, basically. She couldn't even tell.
Yeah, so I think my Facebook page, I'm pretty sure, I don't know for sure, I think it's facebook.com/BradTheCarter. Everybody should go to that right now and find the people that have been making comments, Emily and Rachel and all these other teenage girls, and add them and be friends with them, because they're fun people.
They're friendly, yeah.
facebook.com/BradTheCarter. I think that's it.
Yeah, all one word, no spaces or dashes.
Because spaces and dashes are so 90s. So are hyphens.
I just got she's not calling in. She claims to have gotten ticketed for something, being off up too late or something. So
ticketed by who?
Her dorm mother or something. She got checked. She got caught up last night, awake, commenting on your pages all last night, so she can't stay up late tonight.
Awesome, I got her in trouble. So if her
she has a bedtime?
Yeah, she's at a private high school, Lutheran High School, in near Kansas City, Missouri.
If her cell phone was to ring right now, would that get her in trouble? I'm just asking, you know.
Not that we would call it.
Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, Emily.
You're on the phone show.
Yay.
Are we getting you in trouble by calling you?
Yes, probably.
Yes.
We heard you got in trouble yesterday because you have a bed.
I'm getting some
messages from Rachel now telling to stop talking about her on the show.
Emily,
too bad my phone isn't with me.
I just wanted to call in and say I'm sorry and make my peace with you and all that.
I love you.
I'm very sorry.
Why?
Really, really sorry.
Okay. Wait, what?
Are we friends again?
We never not friends, silly.
But do you know who this is? This is Bradius.
Huh? Why is your name Bradius?
What's wrong with the name Bradius?
There's nothing wrong with it, but it's quite weird.
Oh.
Well, I think Emily is kind of weird.
Well, I don't want, like, a boring ordinary name like Emily.
So that Brandon Tedges guy is going to beat you up.
Who's going to beat me up?
Brandon Tedges.
Oh, yeah. Some guy that I insulted in one of Emily's pictures or something is ready to kick
is
my ass.
Is he another 15-year-old?
I think so.
No.
He's going to beat 18. You up.
He's how old?
Like 18.
Oh.
should be scared he's an adult.
Okay, so Emily and Andy, you guys are brother and sister. So Andy, aren't you getting like in trouble by your parents or something for causing all this shit for Emily? Like telling her secrets and...
I have no parents.
Oh. No.
Are they dead?
Didn't tell her dad anything and mom wouldn't understand.
Yeah, I'm in a toilet full of diarrhea.
I can't understand a thing you're saying. So are you like...
I said they drowned in a toilet full of diarrhea.
Oh, that's...
You need to stop talking quiet so you don't get in trouble. Just go ahead and talk like normal. You're going to get in trouble either way.
Are you like an orphan that goes to private school somehow?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Nothing.
What's the phone number to your private school?
I'll get that for you here.
No.
Yeah, it's going to go like holy on you or something.
Well, I'm hanging up on both of you, especially Emily, because I can't even understand anything you're saying. Your cell phone's awful.
Is your dorm on a school lake?
Is it like... Your cell phone sounds like it's like Boost or something.
Where are you at?
Well, it sounds like it's Boost, or you're like, you got your head under the pillow or something.
Shut up. You're mean,
I don't understand it, so I talk like a boy.
I didn't understand
that
at all.
Take the dick out of your mouth. No one can understand what you're saying.
I have no dick in my mouth.
Well, thanks for all the fun, Andy and Emily, and I'm hanging up on you.
Wait, so people can hear me right now?
Do I?
That's enough of that.
Did you hang up on the Andrew or whatever his name is, too?
Yeah, both of them.
We could have gotten the number to the school.
I don't want to call her school.
I yelled, "Wait a minute, you forgot something." But before he could respond, I heard his cell phone ring. Shortly after answering, Bill collapsed and sobs. He just got informed he got owned by Steve Jobs. Bill fucking revolution.
Hello?
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Hey, it's Tombstone.
What's up, Leo Bit?
Oh my god, Tombstone. What's up?
Nothing much. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm playing.
That's cool. When is Spessa going to come on the show? Because we all know Linear is full of shit, and only you and Spessa bring original content to the show.
Yeah, Linear, you're so full of shit.
You got my number.
I think you should sigh and like act pissed off more like Spessa. There you go. Look, Tombstone,
right.
It's just like having Spessa back. Do you think you... Linear, can you continue to do that, like, approximately every 5 minutes?
Tessa, I miss you. So, Brad, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Did you listen to my voicemail?
No, I did not.
Can you listen to it?
Even though you asked me, like, 3 times before the show. Yeah, I'll listen.
I know.
I'll listen to it, like, tomorrow or something.
No, can you listen to it now? It's funny. You'll like it. You'll laugh, and you'll pee your pants a little bit.
I'd have to go... Good job, Linear. I mean, Spessa.
And when you're peeing, you'll make a noise like that. Satisfaction.
I always do. That's what Linear is
hey,
actually doing.
Can I hear a song by Schaefer the Dark Lord?
Okay.
Yeah. Is and it? That's about it.
Oh, you're not going to tell
surprise
me.
Surprise me. Any song off of any album, which is like 2.
Okay. I'm going to play one right now.
Hey, and also, I love you, and I like the geeky music you have, like Bill Gates, that leap. Spelling song that you just played. That was a really cool one. I like that.
Leek Geek Leaked. That's who she is.
Nice. She sounds like she's a smoker. I like it.
Yeah, I assume it's a she. It's probably like some 12-year-old boy.
Isn't Emily your, like, kid?
That's a different Emily.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not, there's actually several...
There's a few different Emilys in the world.
Wait, that's even weirder. So you're talking to, like, a 15-year-old Emily that isn't your kid?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that illegal?
I'm pretty sure it's not illegal to talk to people on Facebook. I don't know. Maybe I'm crossing a line by calling her on the phone, though.
Maybe. Because I thought, there's no way he's calling a fucking 14-year-old. I was like, oh, shit.
I think I didn't call her just now. I think that was her brother three-waying her. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was. They called the show. You didn't call.
Yeah, exactly. I would never go around calling teenage girls on my own.
Unless they were hot.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so, yeah, I'm going to play one of those Shape of the Dark Lord songs by Tombstone. I think he hung up already.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Fuck that. Let's get high on hard drugs. What's your type? I've always
wanted. I have important questions for you.
Okay, it better be a good question because you're interrupting Tombstone's request and dedication.
Oh, well, his request sucked, so it doesn't even matter.
It's Schaefer the Dark Lord. Nothing by him sucks.
Oh, okay, you can think whatever you want about your novelty, geeky, crappy music.
Okay.
But I need to know from you how much you know about the phone systems in third world countries.
Absolutely nothing.
That's bad. You'd think that'd be the first place you look. It's not developed yet, so it can be thoroughly done things to...
I can done things to American phones.
Yeah,
because I'm a freak like that.
Whatever.
Well,
it just seems like a fun idea. We'll exploit the land just for our own bourgeoisie amusement and such.
We'll send you out on assignment. Call back next week with what you find.
Oh, and play my song. Do it.
What song?
The one I sent you.
When did you send it?
Like, today.
Oh, like 10 minutes before the show?
Exactly.
One of those people.
No, not that. Like an hour before the show. It was better than that.
Hmm. It probably won't be played today. Maybe it'll be... Oh, is it the one that's like nothing but guitars and screaming?
Yeah, that one. That one's a really good song.
Yeah, it was great. I listened to it.
And I bet you thought it was a great piece of music. You did. Thank you for that compliment to my music.
Of course. Yeah, I know about third world country phone systems that their wires are all, like, jumbled up and crazy looking from reading blogs.
Well, maybe you should do your part in helping fix that.
Okay.
Go rewire the systems, Brad.
Okay.
Be a dick about this.
I'll get on that right away.
That's what you should do when you retire from whatever it is you do now, assuming you, like, not already retired, but...
I'm old enough to be retired.
You really are. So do that and go to Africa and make their phones work so they can talk to their beloved family members and have a good time and such.
It's a deal.
Yes.
I'm going to get started in the morning.
I did good for the world.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hello?
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
Or RBCP, whatever your name is.
You're not...
Hi, Rachel.
Wait, no, that's Roxy.
No, it's Roxy. Damn it.
Boring.
I thought I was unique.
You're unique.
That's what they always say about me. They call me unique looking, whatever that means.
I don't understand that at all.
The only reason you're on my Facebook RBCP is because my mom likes you.
What?
Yep.
What are you talking about? I've known you for like 10 years.
Well, Spessa and you and Spessa always come on my Facebook and say these mean things to my friends.
Oh yeah.
And he told this one lady she had an ugly baby.
It was true, though.
And she, like, messaged me, and she's like, how can you be friends with those people? They're so mean. I don't understand. And she barely knows me, so she doesn't know that I'm actually kind of mean, too. So, I can't believe you guys are doing that, but... I think I've said enough times on my Facebook that, you know, you guys just do that to be told.
Yeah, that's so. Us.
But my mom really likes you. She's always like, Brad's so funny.
Can I be friends with her?
Yeah, you can be friends with her. She'll probably accept you.
That's cool. You should, like, you know, send do, like, a friend recommendation thing so I can be friends with
her.
Oh,
no. Oh, no. You're going to post crap on her page.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be, oh, she's only, like, I think 12 years older than you.
I think we should point out to the listeners right now that Roxy is not a 16-year-old.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not 16, but I don't want you to be my stepdad.
Oh, that's not going to happen. I'm going to be Emily's stepdad. The new Emily.
Oh, really?
The Emily that called in earlier.
Not your actual daughter.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
not going to be your daughter's stepdad.
I'm not sure how that would work.
That would be kind of freaky to have two Emilys in the family.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be kind of weird.
They could be BFFs. We're going to call Mendez.
Oh, my gosh.
We're calling Mendez. At Denny's?
Oh, why? He doesn't work Tuesday night because we, you know, well, figured out by now.
He might be there tonight. It's a tradition. We have to call Mendez every time you call in.
I'm in the mood for a prank, not an apology.
Hey, I'm Tombstone from Canada, and I listen to PLA on Cacti Radio.
Denny's is busy tonight.
Hey, I have to be in the car. Can you just leave me on the phone so that I can listen to the phone show?
Sure. But I'll probably hang up on you.
3 minutes.
Oh,
if you do, I'll let you talk to Jessica and my BFF. I mean, Meowser.
Alright, this was a bad idea. This is
they must be closed.
Yeah, probably.
They're closed. 24-hour restaurant closed.
Thanks a lot for making me call them.
I didn't. I didn't even ask.
You jerk.
Where's Spessa?
Spessa says she will be calling in soon. But
well, I don't know.
The show's only halfway over,
before,
so.
I think she...
Yeah, but she swears this time. So,
oh.
Yeah. Spessa could be calling in soon. Let's see who this is.
Oh.
Hello, you're on the phone show. You're on the phone show, goddammit.
I posted a Craigslist ad.
You posted a Craigslist ad with the phone show's phone number?
Yeah, so...
Oh, what was the ad for?
Free car.
Oh, whoever this is,
funny.
Whoever this is calling is a listener, because I can hear them listening to the stream in the background. You suck.
Oh, they need to turn their radio down.
Turn your radio down.
Stars. A storm more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A more distant horizon of the Milky Way.
Hi, caller.
Hi, I'm Sausage Link.
Oh.
I have an actual question for you.
Oh my god.
I have somewhat of a relic in my hand here, and I was wondering if you could tell me how to use it by chance.
Okay.
It is police scanner.
Uh-huh.
It is a realistic 6-channel 5-band VHF UHF.
That's got to be old.
Portable scanner. And
is it like
it has a bunch of removable crystals on the inside, and I can change them out. And it has a bunch of switches for each crystal, and I'm not sure what the switches are for.
Well, the first step would be to get into a time machine and go back to 1993.
when Radio Shack sells crystals behind the counter for $5 each.
Okay. Can you get them anywhere? Like, can you get them off eBay? I mean, is there any way of getting them by chance? Or
I don't know, because I haven't owned a crystal scanner, like, since about 1993. And I don't know if Radio Shack still sells them. I would assume they're available on eBay or something.
Hmm.
It just seems like a lot of trouble to go through, though, to listen to the police when you can just buy a new scanner that has everything.
Well, I mean, couldn't it, like, listen in on, like, regular phone calls and stuff like that for wireless phones?
I doubt it. No, definitely not.
Oh, that's good.
The old scanners, they wouldn't go up that high to, like, 800 and 900 megahertz. It's hopeless.
It's basically just a waste of time and a waste of everything.
Pretty much. You're wasting your life.
Oh, dang it.
Well, do you have a toaster?
Oh, I do have a toaster, actually.
You know, if
you... Oh, well, you're in luck.
We have just...
Oh, I am.
If you should put a 6.5536 megahertz crystal into that scanner and just tell us what happens when you listen to that that station.
Sweet. Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
It'll make red box tones at you.
Huh?
It'll make red box tones at you through the speaker.
Really?
I don't know. Probably not. That would be an elite way to make illegal phone calls, though.
Because long distance is so expensive now.
Don't you guys, like, not pay money for anything?
Yeah, because we Redbox everything.
Well, yeah.
Or, you know, have a modern phone plan where long distance is included.
Well, you know, those aren't that expensive.
That's true. Where did you come across the scanner that has crystals in it?
Well, my dad actually gave it to me. He was looking through all his old junk, and he was like, hey, check this crap out. He's like, here, you can have this. I'm like, sweet. What is it?
I'm pretty sure your dad hates you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, too. He doesn't like to call me ever and come down and visit me ever.
What a dick. He's giving you scanners that's just going to, like, cost you money to buy crystals for.
Yeah. Well, then, those aren't that expensive. I think they're only, like, what, a couple bucks?
$1,000 each, I think.
No.
When I purchased them in the 80s and early 90s, they were like $5 each.
Oh, well, they're probably like $15 then.
Yeah, well, they're probably nothing now because they're...
One time I bought two crystals from Brad when I was like 13 to make a red box.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
It worked, I mean, it was the 90s, so it actually worked out well.
Oh, really?
I didn't rip you off or anything.
Me with my personal information for the next 10 years.
Aww.
Yeah, that's
never order anything from phonelosers.org.
Did that hurt your feelings?
I cried a little bit.
But that's nothing new. That's normal for Linear. Crying?
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with Brad. I was just crying.
He's emo.
Oh, do you cry yourself to sleep sometimes?
I cry myself awake.
You cry yourself awake? So you're sleeping, and then you have a bad dream, and you start crying and wake yourself up from the crying and the tears?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's not really. I mean, if you're having a nightmare, I suppose it makes sense.
It's more like a night wet dream.
And on that note, we're going to hang up on you and start playing music again.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
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 We will one day venture to the stars.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that at all. What?
You got a car for sale or something like that?
Oh, yeah, I have a car for sale.
What kind of car is it, sir?
It's a stolen car.
A stolen car?
Yeah, it's stolen. I stole it.
Oh, fucking stupid, man.
I'm not... Hey.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Hey.
You're the idiot trying to buy a stolen car.
Sure, you don't want to buy a stolen car, man.
Why not? What's wrong with you?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
We'll give you two for one.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, legend.
Hello, this is Donalo's Pizza. I'm calling to order a large pepperoni with extra anchovies.
Oh my god.
Now I'm just confused. That's right.
That's crazy talk.
Don't be confused. No, it's not crazy talk. I like those little canned fish, those oily little salty suckers. I love them.
Why would the pizza place be calling me to order a pizza?
We didn't order a pizza.
Karma.
That's lousy karma, because I've ordered, like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pizzas for people over the past 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's just happening once.
I'm down here on the far end of Interstate 275, down here by the Sunshine Skyway Bridge.
That's great.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a special thing.
It is beautiful.
I was doing a Linear impression of Linear doing a special impression.
Oh, yeah, when you exhale and say, oh, that's just great, you know. Yeah.
Are you driving your taxi tonight?
Yes, I've got to. I'm going to make up a lot of money because I'm going to be handing it over to the people with 8-year degrees, the fuckers.
Ah, goddamn them.
Do you make the passengers in your cab listen to the show when you're driving them around?
I could, but I don't. You know, I don't subject them to such torture.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
I don't know what the point of having a cab.
That's pretty cheap for the Dark Lord, though. Yeah.
Nothing.
Which is pretty cool.
Everybody loves Schaefer the Dark Lord, except for Linear.
I don't know why. He's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So what's been going on? Is there going to be an after-show party on the bridge tonight, or what?
Oh, my God, yes. If I knew the number to the bridge, I would say it right now, but I don't. It starts with 712.
Well, I don't know. It's somewhere over there. I don't know. Look on the front page. It should be buried somewhere there.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody call the bridge after the show.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know how many people are listening.
Hey, it's another Florida person.
It's Andy really? Still.
Yeah, it's Emily's brother.
Emily's brother.
You guys are neighbors, legend.
Where's he at?
561. Somewhere in, like, West Palm Beach or something.
Oh, that's way down there. That's 200 miles away.
I'm in Las Vegas right now.
Ah.
You have to understand that. You have to understand Florida is a mammoth state. I mean,
I can't believe it.
Oh, it's not that big.
Oh, really?
It's like Florida's like the Andy Griffith Show. Everybody knows everyone.
I don't even live in Florida.
Well, check it out. Check out the mileage. If you follow 95 or US 1 all the way from to like Jacksonville and then go west on
that. 00 blit. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
I think this is the same guy we talked to earlier.
No. Hooray.
Just not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
That was pointless.
Hi, Nick.
See you later, Nick. Thanks for calling. So, hi, Legend and Andrew.
I called in to give you a... What's her name? School number.
Whose?
There you are.
The private school. Emily's at?
Oh, I'm not going to call the private school.
Call it
you
for us.
Talk to your dorm mother.
Then they'll really start accusing me of being a pedophile nonstop. All of Emily and her friends.
Yeah. You got any more calls from that guy claiming to call his friend on you? His police friend?
I don't recall what that is.
The guy you called earlier, has city and 11-year-old daughter.
Oh.
I don't remember that at all. Hi, Spessa.
Hi, I'm learning Skype.
Oh my God, I can
is
hear Spessa.
I can't. Wow.
I'm an imposter, Spessa.
Hey, Spessa, say hi to Legend so I can hang up on him.
Hey, Legend. Oh. Really nice guy.
Oh my God.
Be on the bridge, and I can talk to everybody later.
It's gonna be crazy.
I'm gonna go over here and pick up this Mexican guy. He's going down to the.
My legend.
We'll never know. Aww.
I bet.
Hi, Spessa. Welcome back to the show.
I bet you missed the hang-up noise, Spessa.
I always do. I wish it would wake me up in the morning.
This is crazy.
So how has your drug problem been treating you?
It's awesome. It's a really good drug problem.
As long as she's high nonstop, it's the best problem ever.
Damn straight.
Linear's been impersonating you. He's been, like, doing sighs and stuff.
Oh, you're good.
Everyone has been calling to tell us how much they miss you and how much they hate me.
Fuck them. They are so
stupid. And how much Brad is a pedophile for befriending 15-year-olds.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Like...
They're 16.
Oh, yeah. It's different.
It's okay.
That's the age of consent in Canada.
And in some parts of the U.S.
They keep accusing you of befriending them when they're all befriending you. Something will explain to me.
It's been the greatest couple days ever. Ever since Mother's Day, it's been awesome.
I love the one Spessa uses Skype because I can actually understand everything she's saying.
Facebook.com/BradTheCarter. Everyone go there and befriend Emily Pritchett and all of her friends because she enjoys the attention.
There's Emily and Kristen and Rachel.
Katie. Emma. Yeah.
Spessa.
Yeah, Spessa's there. Lovex Freak is there. She's old school PLA. She's like involved in this. Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't call her that anymore.
Yeah.
It's like. Yeah. She doesn't want to be referred to as that anymore.
Yeah. So everyone, when you see Catherine.
Catherine girl?
Yeah, Catherine McNamara. That's not Lovex Freak. Don't think that at all.
The McNamara?
Whatever. Maca something. So.
So yeah. The kids aren't calling in, huh?
Well, there's some people calling
in. Well, we did talk to them.
Oh, yeah, we talked to Emily for a bit. Do you want me to call her back so you can talk to her, Spessa?
Oh, I'm sure she's just as lovely and comprehensible in, you know, person.
We couldn't understand her because...
She told Brad that she loved him.
Of course.
She was trying to talk real quiet because she got in trouble for being up too late last night.
We got her in trouble. Okay, I'm calling back one of them who tried to call me during the show a minute ago.
All right.
Damn these 16-year-olds.
Hey, Katie. You called me at that time, so just leave a message, and I'll try to call you back. Bye.
What's a good time?
Hey, Katie. We were returning your call. We saw that you tried to call earlier. Spessa went.
Sorry we got you at a bad time.
Spessa really wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, I did. But let us know what a good time is so we can chit-chat.
Call us back. There's 16 minutes of show left.
You said we were going for an hour longer.
Oh, yeah, tonight.
9:50, 10 minutes. Just calls back. Maybe we'll be there.
Okay, I hung up on her. I made the hang-up noise, but you guys couldn't hear it. So, there's only 21 listeners on right now, and I think it's because Spessa's been gone for so long, and nobody likes the show anymore because there's no Spessa.
Well, let's get them all excited about my return.
Yay.
Well, we tried to, but then no one believed that you're going to come back because we've been telling them for weeks that you're going to come back.
Hi, Minnesota person.
Well, let's get all excited about my return.
Turn down your iTunes.
I'm a friend of Emily Pritchett.
Oh, hi. You're not Brandon, are you? Because Brandon wants to kick my ass.
I'm Brandon Hedges.
You are?
Yes.
That's a stupid name.
Well, I hate your name. Your name's retarded.
Fuck you, right? No, my address. If you want to fuck with me, come fuck with me.
This is the... Oh, wait, what's your last name?
Pritchett.
Huh?
Well, I hate your name. Your name's retarded.
Will you turn off your iTunes?
Your name.
Okay, so Brandon,
respond to us over the phone, not the radio.
I really don't like this Emily Pritchett girl.
Good for you.
I thought you said you were Brandon.
I am Brandon.
Oh, okay. Well, you're friends with like Emma or something, right?
Yeah, we went to the same school.
Ah, I see. Are you really?
That's interesting.
Are you really going to come and kick my ass? Because I don't want that.
I think that's a different Brandon. I think that generic name has been overused.
Oh, maybe it's Brendan.
Generic name?
There was some Brandon guy that was going to kick my ass because I said I didn't like his name on one of Emma's photos.
You're somebody else now.
What the hell? Who are you?
Well,
my name is George.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, I swear.
Too long of a pause. You don't have to talk about it.
What?
You don't have look to think about Facebook, like,
look me up on Facebook right now, okay? George okay. Jenkins under Emily Pritchett's friends list or whatever, and that's me.
Okay.
But I see like.
Yeah.
Huh?
Quit interrupting, or we're gonna.
What?
No, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, so funny. I swear you are.
We're hilarious.
I'm a big fan. You guys are Facebook stalkers.
Yeah, that's us.
You talk crap on 17-year-olds' profiles.
We stalk people that friend us. We haven't gone out to friend any of them.
We've all gone out of their way to friend them yet.
And that's the best part. They keep calling us stalkers and pedophiles and stuff, but like they're the ones friending us. I haven't friended one single person. I've just accepted friend requests. That's all I've done.
Yeah, but we're such creepy stalkers that we're going out and accepting friend requests.
We're just assholes is all.
Gross.
Hey, so did they clarify that pedophilia means that you're speaking with a underage person? Is that what pedophilia is in their dictionary?
I don't know. She said she didn't have to explain because her uncle's a cop, so she knows everything.
Let's contemplate.
Everybody listening has no idea
it's
what we're talking about.
Funny.
But everyone should go to facebook.com/BradTheCarter and add
Brad the pedophile.
Shut up. And add
hey,
all
Brad.
These crazy people. Hi, Tombstone.
Hey, Spessa. How are you doing? Hey, Brad. Anyways, I wanted to clarify. You ever hear, like, those creepy stories about teachers getting fired for talking to their students?
Yeah, well, more than talking.
talking to their students?
Well, they said they were talking to their students.
Sexting?
You ever watch, like, sexy. Like, How to Catch a Predator? Like, even if they add you, let's say if a 14-year-old wants to, like, play with a cactus and you... nude, you would get in trouble.
Wait, what?
Brad, have you been trying to play with anybody's cactus while they're nude?
You're okay.
I don't even get whatever analogy you just did at me.
If a 14-year-old came to you and add you on Facebook with an intention, God, that sounds so wrong, with an intention to play with your cactus, you would still go to jail. Talking to them, for giving them the time of day.
No.
It's like, think about it. It's like if you were talking to a prostitute in a parking lot and a police officer came by and you said you were just talking to her even though you said the truth, you would still be arrested on suspicion.
But the charges wouldn't stick because suspicion's not enough to convict anyone.
Okay, I really don't think suspicion is a crime. I've never been heard of anybody charged with suspicion. Frequenting.
Okay, I feel like Spessa's right. Spessa's always right. Spessa is the queen of the phone losers, and you should all hail to her. Especially you, Linear, because you're scumming to her.
Yeah.
Whatever. I love you, Spessa. I love you, Brad.
Isn't the definition of pedophilia like prepubescent?
No, pedophilia legally is under 18.
Oh, okay.
Legally, but yeah, you're right.
Okay.
In your jurisdiction.
But still, I'm not talking to, like, you know, sexy, like, to any of these people. I'm just saying I fuck their moms. And that's okay.
It's perfectly okay to fuck their moms as long as they're not teenage mothers.
Now, Spessa, you have to agree with me this. If Brad lived in Texas and was Mormon, he could technically sleep with a 14-year-old.
You have to agree with him, Spessa.
Don't disagree,
okay,
Spessa.
I agree.
Yeah. So, Brad, if you want to play with Emily's cactus...
No.
Move to Texas.
Stop hanging up on me.
Because you were boring and we couldn't understand because your phone's awful. What kind of phone do you have?
Hey, what are you doing to Brad, all right? I'm Emily's friend, too. Leave Brad alone. Brad's a cool guy.
Okay.
All right? And I know you. You think I don't know you? I know you. I'm gonna fucking kick your ass tomorrow if you don't stop talking shit to Brad here. All right.
Okay.
Watch
okay.
out. He's fucking afraid of us. All right. We'll call up your fucking private school. All right.
Oh yes, please do.
Yeah, we will. We will.
I would love that.
We already did.
You can hear the fear in his voice.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm dead serious, alright? Stop fucking with Brad, alright? Do you know why? Brad will chop off your cactus.
Will he?
But Brad didn't say that. That was somebody else. Just to clarify.
So, Brady, yes?
Yeah, I'm Brady.
Brady, yes?
Yeah, Brady, yes.
Listen to me. I'll find you first period. First period, I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of you. Me, Tombstone.
No. Let's not do threats over the phone. I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up on Tombstone. Fuck you, Tombstone. No threats.
I mean, is Brandon still there?
No, I hung up on everyone, except for you and Spessa.
But he means business.
Yeah, that's true.
What kind of business does he mean?
Pedophilia.
Okay, so pedophilia, according to the dictionary, is
you looked it up.
Sexual perversion in which children are the preferred sexual object. Okay, so it doesn't include talking to them on Facebook.
That's good, because like I have billions of teenagers on my Facebook, you know, from PLA.
Even if your uncle is a cop, you do not know pedophilia means.
I don't know.
Does it make you feel a little bit of like Office Space when you had to look up the term?
Absolutely. But, you know, I have a subscription to the dictionary, so it costs $30 a year.
What? How is there a subscription to the dictionary?
Oh, I get all kinds. There is. I get all kinds of little benefits. I get to play Word.
That's weird, Spessa.
I'm a dork. I'm sorry. Oh, well.
I remember you used to have a dictionary calendar on your desk that had, like, a word of the day. But that was paper, so that sort of made sense, I think.
Oh, yeah.
$30.
There must be some kind of obsession with words that is illegal that someone's uncle can arrest me for.
You're going to get arrested, Spessa.
Well, arrest you on suspicion of.
Oh, yeah. Suspicion of word liking.
I want to see who this is from Texas calling. Hello, Texas person.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling about that vehicle, I guess, that you have on Craigslist?
Yeah, I had sex in the back seat.
You had what?
Sex in the back seat just a minute ago.
With me.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
And him.
That's
it was a freeway.
Well, what kind of car is it?
Irrelevant.
All that's relevant is the sex in the back seat.
What do you mean by irrelevant? I don't understand. What kind of relevant? What's irrelevant?
The make, model, year.
Yeah.
Yeah, what year is it?
It doesn't matter.
Why do you care?
I'd like to know kind of car is it. I mean, it says free car. I don't know
There's
what a car is.
All over the back seat.
If it's free, what do you care? Quit being so nitpicky about it. Just be happy that you're getting a free car, asshole.
What an elite snob.
Well,
you think it's
my name is Lieutenant Dan from the Lemonland Police Department, and I want to know, is this a free car? Is this a joke on here?
It's
because I'm a scammer on here.
It's a stolen car.
Okay, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a stolen car, Lieutenant Dan.
It is a stolen car.
Hey, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
You got
no
legs.
Can you arrest me on suspicion?
I can arrest you on all kinds of sorts of charges.
All kind of sorts
That's
of.
That's not what she asked.
Hey, what's the code for suspicion? Like when you call it in, what's the code? No, you don't know.
Lieutenant Dan. Yeah.
When you call dispatch and you say, "I'm going to," is he gone?
He hung up. But let's. Oh, it's not letting me call him back. Skype's being stupid. Oh. Damn it! I'm going to call Lieutenant Dan. Oh wait, here he comes.
Lieutenant Dan.
Why is it the captain?
Hello?
Oh, we got disconnected somehow. I don't understand.
Okay, can you tell me what kind of car is this, please?
Look, it's stolen, and we don't want to give details. That's what it comes down to.
And there's lots of jizz in it.
I don't care what kind of jizz.
The back
you
seat
want
is
to
just
the vehicle or not?
Dripping in jizz. We're not selling anything.
Not gonna...
It's free.
Hello?
Yeah. It's free because it's stolen.
It's stolen.
It's a
yeah. That's what we've been saying. It's stolen.
We just want your fingerprints all over it instead of ours.
It's just, it's hot material. We need to get rid of it.
Well, this is the best part, sir. I work for the Plano PD.
Yeah, right.
The police department down here. I really do. My badge number is 1710.
Okay, you mentioned
but do you want the car?
No, why would I want the car?
Well, why did you call us if you don't want the car?
Not if it's stolen, my friend. You know what? Actually, I'll be coming down to your home right now.
No, you won't.
Two more seconds.
Get in your car.
No, pick it up at the McDonald's. We don't want you to come to our house.
I'll be up there right now.
No, we don't want people at our house. We have drugs.
I'll be down to your house right now.
We have drugs here. We don't want any cops here.
I think we accidentally got disconnected again.
Now, I want to get like one of these teenage girls on the phone whose uncle is a cop and ask them if like they can trace my Skype number to my home address. Should I be worried right now? The Texas police are going to come and get me.
It's okay though, because you used a stolen AOL account to register the Skype.
Ah, that's true.
You had to fish an AOL account.
Yeah, so that makes it all right.
Yeah, it's perfectly.
Hello?
Brad! That was the Plano PD. They're going to come to my house.
Uh-oh. I didn't think about that. Roxy's the one that... They're not going to come to your house.
I put my address on that Craigslist ad.
Why would you do that?
No, not really.
Oh. You fooled
that's
us.
Funny,
also, I mean, no one actually believes that's the cop, anyways.
Spessa, what's up?
I don't know. He gave a badge number. I think Spessa, like, ran off or something.
I think he was faking it because he was, like, making up shit.
Well,
he sounded like
Spessa
he was making
off.
Up shit.
Spess is freaking out.
I'm gonna come to your house right now.
Spess is hiding all of her drugs right now. She's flushing everything down the toilet.
I mean, it's even a 505 phone number. Oh, I'm gonna come to your house. Oh, I'm scared. I am kind of scared. I think I'm gonna leave the house.
Yeah, I think you should move immediately.
Well, hide all your drugs first.
I don't have any drugs.
Yeah,
I don't have any drugs.
Well, yeah, that's the attitude. Wink, wink.
I have to wait until the divorce is final.
Yeah.
Not really. I hope his lawyer's not listening.
Yeah, we don't want that.
But all the lawyers do is just sit around listening to this show, I bet.
Well, I don't know. His lawyer went to a strip club and was looking for me.
Oh, the one where you work?
No one ever knows what you're talking about.
No, I think
I'm just confused. I'm hanging up on Roxy and picking up on this person. Hello, person.
Well, I don't know. His lawyer went to a strip club.
No, person. Don't play the show back at us.
No one ever knows what you're doing.
No.
Why do people do this? Okay, we're going to wait till Spessa comes back to end the show. Right, Linear?
No, I've been here the whole time. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just like, ugh.
See, Linear, you didn't do it right. She does that. She doesn't just sigh.
Yeah. I didn't want to get, like, sucked into a conversation there, so
Spessa,
I was hiding.
Spessa, do you really want to, like, do the show longer than normal?
Yeah, I'll keep going. You guys can go. Something else.
No, I have to be here. But I think.
Okay, good night, guys.
What, you're leaving, Linear?
Good night.
Should we play, like, goodbye music for Linear?
Yeah, we have to.
What the hell? Linear just hung up on us.
Wow, that balls.
I'm calling that motherfucker back.
He's got a lot of nerve.
Ah, now he's not answering. I think he turned off his computer. What a dick. God, Linear.
I don't think we should ever let him on the phone show again.
I just called him a jerk on Yahoo.
Oh, he is still on Yahoo, isn't he?
Call from N00Blit. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press...
What?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, this is...
Who the hell is this?
You never... Huh?
Who the hell is this?
This is Nublet. Who else?
Hey, Nublet. What the hell do you want?
You guys never called the bridge.
Oh, the Telefreak bridge?
Why would we?
Yeah.
I promised I would earlier, but I was just humoring them. I wasn't really going to.
They deserve that.
Well, I'm going to go cry.
But everyone else listening should call the Telefreak bridge at 206-279-5242.
It's the nice thing to do.
Yes. And for that, Nublet thanks you.
And if you call the bridge, you can, you know, be subjected to, like, 5-second pauses between every sentence, because I don't know how you're calling us, but there's a horrible pause.
Wow, that was demeaning.
It's because I'm, like, distracted by the low amount of noise coming from my speakers that's, like, delayed.
Huh. That seems like as good as excuse as any.
Bye.
Bye.
Reapons upon the keys. Play them up one more time. Key to the 14-18 kitty kitty cat.
Hello? Who's this?
Hey.
Is this is this Emily?
Yeah.
And you're calling me. I'm not calling you, right?
She's calling to tell us that we're stalkers because she's calling us.
Rachel's daddy called the cops on you.
Tell me how much of a stalker I am.
Very.
I'm very much
and
a stalker.
And the Steffi girl is a bitch.
I'm what? Oh, Spess is a bitch?
The Steffi girl is a bitch.
We can't hear you, Spessa. You're fading out.
The Steffi girl is a bitch.
Are you talking to us through a voice changer? You sound like a chipmunk. But at least we can at least understand you this time, though.
Oh, I can't understand her at all.
This is my kitty's friend.
You're
wow.
Who?
That's what they
eat. Uh-huh.
But, my friend Brandon, he said he was going to call in earlier. Did he?
Yeah, he did.
What is this?
Seriously, are you using a voice changer? You sound like a chipmunk.
Wow, she is such a twat.
You're a twat,
hey,
Emily.
A chipmunk just called me a bitch.
I feel threatened.
A little moronic child.
I'll eat you.
You'll what?
I'll eat you.
She's going to eat you?
She's going to eat me?
Shit, I'm hanging up, man. This is freaking me out.
Oh, my God. I am just, like, really scared right now. Keep these little girls away.
I'll jab you with a rusty ice pick.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Hello, unknown
you
people.
You don't know what's coming to you. You started this Facebook shit, and I'm going to end it.
Screw you guys. I want cactus cards.
We don't have cactus cards.
Brad,
hey.
Brad,
you better be ready.
Do you want to talk to the chipmunk tombstone?
No, just wait 1 second. I want to cover your ass because I said it was really inappropriate. Shut up, woman. Okay.
Hey.
My opinion tonight on the show was of my alone tombstone. Yeah. Nothing to do with RBG. That's all I want to say.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't want you to go
It's hard to hear you, Tombstone, because there's a chipmunk yelling in the background.
Chipmunk, shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ.
Tessa, come here.
Yo, shut the fuck up, chipmunk. Jesus Christ.
I think you started your period and it's dripping all down your legs.
Who, me?
Tessa, I don't think that's very nice.
Shut up, woman.
I kind of agree, Spessa. That was just an awful thing to say.
Listen to me, okay? Chipmunk is a tombstone. From now on,
we're going to come get you. We're getting tired of this, okay?
Chipmunk, motherfucker. Listen to me. You talk to Spessa as a queen. Queen Spessa, all right?
Okay.
And if she feels good, she'll fucking cut you, all right? And if she doesn't, she'll fucking cut your head off, all right?
Here we go with the threats again.
No, you fucking won't. Tessa, answer me.
I can't understand you, you little twit twat. Call.
I don't appreciate being called. You know, Laura?
Chipmunk, you are scum of the earth, all right? You're just like Linear. She will only talk to you if you address her politely.
Do you understand what this...
You got Emily in trouble earlier.
Good.
Okay, I'm hanging up on everyone. Here's okay. My guess is what happened. Oh, wait. Okay, now I hung up on them. I think that is actually Emily's brother calling us with spoof card using the voice changer.
Oh, okay. Is that why it's so hard to understand what they're saying?
Yeah, because he's using the voice changer to make him sound like a girl, but it actually sounds like a chipmunk because those things never work.
Yeah, and spoof card actually is kind of slow sometimes. Okay, but... Okay, so you can understand me.
Yeah.
And I can understand you.
Right.
That was just her. Okay, I'm like,
yeah.
It.
Everything's working fine. It's just...
Right on.
You don't have us fooled, Andy. Okay, he's messaging me now. That's not him, so I guess I believe him. Maybe.
Okay, so Emily is Andy's sibling?
Yeah, yeah.
Heart's in the right place. He took a rain check on now for yesterday. All of your thoughts, all of your memories, people you love become sworn enemies. Just one look in the mirror, and you look right back in tears. You need to take the outcome, accept the consequence, make a decision, leave the rest of them on the fence, leave your umbrella, let the storm for this chance. There's a chance.
Then you're doing two different things.
There's a chance.
Disappear overnight.
There's a chance.
You just get lost inside.
There's a chance.
Coming at you if you're ready or not.
There's a chance.
Okay, hold on. We're going to talk to Emily's brother now, for real, possibly. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not calling in.
What was up with that, with Emily's number calling us and it's a chipmunk?
I haven't had spoof card in a month, ever since I started calling Dino. Remember when I was telling you about that?
Yeah.
Well, okay, that doesn't matter right now.
I believe you and everything now. That was just my guess. But what's up with Emily?
It's totally not.
She knows about spoof card. But it's retarded.
Oh, I was just like, so you don't understand why a chipmunk is calling us from Emily's phone?
I do know she knows about spoof card and she might want to try it out. Has she been calling in?
Oh, she just called in that one time.
I figured she doesn't want to talk to you, but she'll talk trash on the computer, but she won't do it on the phone, so I guess she'll use that.
Ah, I see. Well, she was being pretty funny, saying she's going to come and get us with an ice pick or something. That was awesome.
What?
She was talking about, like, you know, killing us with an ice pick and yelling at Spessa and stuff. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, her threats were original and, you know, they were cute. It's the best thing that's come from her or someone posing as her all day.
So congratulations, Emily. You're funny when you're not actually you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, put on a mask, you'll be cool. It's like Halloween 2.0.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Andy.
So,
why have you, like, I don't know, where'd your sister come from? Why is she so into all of this?
Into Brad, or?
Why won't she leave me alone?
So I assume, like, you got all into PLA and you were all, this is awesome, and then your sister, like, tried to check it out too, and she, oh, this is awesome, and then she found out that people weren't going to be nice to her. Am I on the right track, or am I just, like...
I was in some dinner place, and I saw some license plates on the wall of PLA. It wasn't really relating to PLA, so to say, but... It just said PLA on it, so I took a picture, and she saw his comment or something.
Uh-huh.
And then she added him. After that, she was like, who is this Bradius dude?
Well, didn't I say something rude to her on the comments, and then she added me because she thought it was funny, whatever I said?
Yeah, she said, like, a question mark, and told her to talk in proper sentences.
Oh, yeah, I made fun of her spelling skills and stuff, or her typing skills.
And then from there, she said, I told her to go to your websites, and she kept putting it off. She kept asking me who you were over and over and over. and told her to go to the fucking websites. And
I get it now.
Just, you know, I've never really called on here at all, and just know about you. I mean, I'm not going to be the fanboy and talk about shit all the time.
These girls are like all suffering these delusions of grandeur where they're thinking they're going to turn us into nice people. I think we've been mean to people longer than their entire lifespan.
I'm sure of that. So,
I'm only not even 16 yet.
During the time we've done this show over the past hour, there's been at least, it looks like, about 40 to 50 comments on my Facebook page. You know, all these girls replying to us and stuff. 11 from Emily, one from you, Andy, a bunch from...
I bet they're really easy to comprehend, and, you know, it all flows.
Tons from right? Lovex Freak, because she's really into this. I thought she was going to call in tonight.
Rachel kept trying to call in off some Katie girl's phone, but I guess she just got tired of that. I told her, if you called in, you'd leave her alone. I know that wouldn't happen, but try to get her calling.
I think it was the chipmunk person that called us a minute ago that said Rachel's dad called the police on us. So now we've got the police after us for this and for selling stolen cars tonight. So I'd say this is a successful phone show.
I got messages from her when we were on earlier saying, quit talking about me, you didn't get me in trouble, all this crazy crap. Then she said goodnight, Emily, like she would hear from my phone.
So aren't you going to get in trouble with your parents for, like, egging everyone on?
Yeah, what's up with your parents?
Parents are divorced. Dad doesn't understand anything. He's illiterate when it comes to computers. Mom is, too, and they just, well, not really a lack of supervision, just a lack of, they don't understand the digital world. They don't even know what Facebook is.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
And even if mom found out, I tried to get you to call her mom earlier, conference her in. I mean, it's not like she's going to freak out or anything.
Yeah,
Emily's phone's under my name, so you don't have to worry about getting any harassing complaints from her. I pay her phone bill.
Yeah, and I'm going to be married to your mom someday. You guys are going to be my stepkids.
That's pretty cool. You got two Emilys now, and... I think I commented on that earlier. Deleted it, though. It sounded a little weird.
Oh, thanks.
Because, I really don't know your kids. I mean, I don't really want to talk about them. I mean...
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Okay.
No problem.
I'm going to keep that to myself.
Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to hang up on you and play music and maybe end the show or maybe keep going. I don't know.
All right, later.
Thanks for all the fun this past week from your siblings and friends and all that.
Yeah, it's been super great.
I'm sure they enjoyed it just as much, just in a different way. I mean, Rachel and Emily are going to be bitching each other. I told, what's her name, Catherine, some shit Emily had told me about Rachel, and I'm sure them two are going to be going at it.
Yeah, it made my evening yesterday very unproductive because I was busy, like, writing horrible comments on teenagers' photos.
I mean, God, it's crazy. I mean, it's like fucking just everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, almost, well, nowhere near the Boulder News Forum crap, but...
Yeah, it's...
Just something I...
That's a good comparison, though.
Because
we were equally obsessed with that.
Very small to that, but hopefully this doesn't go on for years.
No, I'm going to end this because I'm actually kind of getting bored with it, and I want it to stop.
I hear you.
All right, well, thanks for calling in again.
All right, see ya.
Didn't seem like much to him, but to a four-year-old, it can seem like a lifetime. He would go away for a day just to find a crime. She would watch play video games. Said too young, she watched it anyway. So we gave her a handheld. She took it everywhere, took baths with it. It was her teddy bear. So when he left that night, he didn't have the heart to tell her. He had to go, so her life could be a lot better. She never saw him since. It felt strange. She kept to herself.
Now, dude, you ready or not? This is chance. Can't beat the whole world at once. This is chance. I'm dying if you keep on trying.
Hold on, because this song's over. Hello. Okay. I'm saying hello to the. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna make a phone call right now. All right. The show we played before the show today, it was when my friend Jessica called in back in September of 2009, and she gave us this lady's phone number to call and said that she yelled a lot, and I called her and she yelled at me a lot, so I thought it would be funny to call her up and see if she still yells a lot.
Okay.
So here's a lady that supposedly yells a lot.
Am I talking or are you talking?
Oh, you can talk to her. Just say something mean to her and she'll get pissed and yell. You were the co-host that night, Spessa, and she said, like, she confused the number, like, the prefix with her work number. I don't know if you remember that. So she basically gave us her work number because we could just change the prefix back. Jessica's so dumb.
No way.
Yeah, but now she's not going to answer. So thanks a lot for this, Jessica.
She doesn't answer unknowns anymore? Or?
Maybe because of us.
Jessica's ruined my night.
God damn it, Jessica.
Oh, what's I was supposed to be defending Jessica. Okay, sorry.
Oh, no, you can do whatever you want.
I ruined my role.
It's okay. Well, as long as we're sitting here on the air, let's call Angelina, and she's also not going
to
answer.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 8-1-3-3-2-5.
Sorry, Jen, no Angelina tonight.
Oh, you were thinking of Jen, though.
I sure was. I always think of Jen. Last night, leaky faucets cause us to fight. It's a waste of water, wood don't solder. Gotta get a hold of my landlord's daughter. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Yeah, so I think we're gonna end the show now because we're bored with it, and
you guys are boring.
Yeah, nobody's calling us except for fucking Tombstone and Legend. We tried to pick up on you, Legend, but it hung up, so sorry about that. Sort of. So, yeah, if anyone wants to hang out on the bridge, I would give the number, but I don't know it. So go to phonelosers.org and phonelosers.org/bridge, I think, and it's a 712 phone number, and I'm too lazy to go there right now myself and read it to everyone.
God, I guess that means I have to.
Yeah, go do that, please. I mean, I guess I could. Your voice is fading out. I'm losing Spessa.
Is that better?
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway.
I thought you said it was... There's a 641.
No, it's not the 641. Okay, I know right where to go now that you've started this. Now we have to. Okay, it's on phonelosers.com.
Uh-huh.
Under the voice bridge section. And if anyone would like to hang out with people, that probably won't be me because I don't feel like calling in, but I might call in if Spessa hangs up on me. The number is area code 712-338-8730, extension 752. You can go there and talk with other people that are listening to the show, possibly.
Maybe.
And also everyone should go to facebook.com/BradTheCarter, which is my account, and add me and add Emily Pritchard and all of Emily's friends, and we'll all be friends and stuff. It'll be awesome.
You're welcome to add me, but you're just going to read all the shitty things I say to people on Brad's account anyway.
Yeah, you'll see lots of Spessa on my account, like you know, being a pedophile to 16-year-old girls
that involving myself,
because that's what being a pedophile is.
Yeah.
Bye, Tombstone. We're going off the air now.
Hey, I'll talk to you off air. Can I talk to you off air?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, just I'll put me on hold. Don't hang up, please.
Okay,
I love you.
Fine,
I love you
fine.
Too, Spessa.
All right, bye, everyone. Thanks for sticking around. Some of
bye,
you, at least.
Bye, guys.
Has he ever considered that we don't want his love?
Yeah, have you ever considered we don't want your love, Tombstone?
Well, it's there for the taking.
Okay.
You don't have to take it.
Okay. Alright, well, yeah. Bye, everyone. Talk to you next week.
Now I catch more wreck with fast ignition. My last decision, pulse amplification. Tepper with napalm, I want y'all to stay calm. Alien annihilation, I stick on to the grill piece and kill beef. 20% matter, 30% is energy. Assembling to become a living being. Evaporative radiation phase is station. I get higher, satiation.
Positive content.